This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Mattress Firm, our premier mattress provider. They provide a 120-night sleep trial, so if your mattress is not perfect, they will pick it up and find you a new one. Save 10% off your order with code MMANUTS10. All 33, meet your new work chair. Get active, be active, and sit in motion all day, relieving your stress and aggravation. Save $155 off with code CHAIR20. Liquid Web, our premier hosting provider. Save 55% off hosting for 3 months with code FIGHT55.
Defense Soap, the world's best soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off. Hey, fans, this is MMA Nuts episode 497.
497!
My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. My MMA fans, former fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. I went, whoa, what are you drinking? White Russian? Racist.
No, I wish. You know, I used to love those in college. I don't think I can drink them now, but maybe.
What's in the White Russian?
It's Kahlua, heavy cream, and vodkas. I think. No. Is there vodka? Yeah.
I don't know. So. I've never drank it. Didn't he make it on the Big Lebowski?
Yeah, I think it's
really probably made heavy, it at some
it's
point.
Kahlua, heavy cream, and vodka. It's delicious, but, you know, I used to drink the shit out of those. I don't know why, but.
I don't know. Sounds like a weird combination. What's the Kahlua taste like?
Like kind of like coffee.
Oh, and I might like it.
Yeah, so it's vodka, heavy cream, and Kahlua. So, you know, vodka doesn't taste like anything, so.
What?
And, right. So it's pretty delicious from what I recall. And you can layer it. So you can even add, you put the Kahlua in and the vodka and the Kahlua rises and you put the cream in and it creates like this nice layered effect.
It's
very heavy on the calories though. So you can't drink a lot of those. Because it hence the.
Oh, heavy. You can drink as much as you want.
And if you throw that up, that's probably not fun.
Oh, no.
Milk, vodka, and like coffee, like. Kahlua has like a weird caramely sweet flavor too. It's a very sweet drink. So,
yeah, I'm just thinking about throwing up. So that's a hard pass. Yeah. I don't want part of that.
Hey, speaking of throwing up.
Yeah.
What do you think about the UFC this weekend? Uriah Hall versus Anderson, the spider. Not spider. He didn't look very spider-like. Well.
Go ahead. Give me your thoughts on said fight.
Surprisingly enough, I thought Anderson Silva did enough to win the first two rounds. I thought round three did not fare well for him. Round four, I think he had a nasty right hook and got crumpled. And then Uriah Hall, you know, finished that shit off, bouncing his head. I was watching the fight with my girlfriend and her young son, and she's like, why don't they stop that? I go, well, it's not over yet. It's like, oh, every time his head was hitting the ground. But Anderson's always been like that from what I recall. Like the guy can take damage, right? But I don't know. What did you think about the fight?
Well, I want to say Uriah Hall's a crybaby. Like, why does he got to bawl his eyes out at the end of the fight? Kill my legend. Like, I cannot stand people crying in an octagon. I'd rather you just fucking run out like a Forrest Griffin after, you know. That's one thing. Anderson Silva has won one of his last 9 fights. Dana White said he regrets letting Anderson Silva even have this fight. Probably should have let him out of his contract. He's still
made a big mistake. Yep.
Yeah. He still says he's on the fence as far as, you know, what he wants to do with him. Cause he doesn't want to hold the guy back from fighting, but he's like, guy's 45. I hope his family steps in and tells him maybe he should stop fighting. So it sounds like Anderson wants to continue fighting. Cause that's all he knows. Right. And it's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough to tell guys, don't do what you want to do. And because the problem is you don't know when is the brain issues set in, right?
It's already happened. He's well beyond that, I think.
I don't know.
Well, the other thing too is in this fight, like the first round, they didn't do much. And there was a lot of standing around. And I think in the second round, Uriah Hall threw like 10 strikes or something.
Yeah.
Total. Well,
that's... typical Uriah Hall, right? No killer instinct, no instinct to finish.
No, and Anderson went out on his shield very similar to that fight with Forrest Griffin, where he came in trying to chase him down and he got counterpunched. Yeah. Clips, you know,
and so that's not his style. His style was to counter. And how many times have you seen fights where Anderson wouldn't play that game? He'd just rather stand there. Like, no, I'm not rushing in on you.
Well, that's what happened in the first two rounds. And then round three, I don't know if it was the, well, I was going to say, was it the crowd? There was no crowd. So I don't know what it was, but he seemed to want to get a little dirty in the round three and four. And that was to his detriment. So I don't want to see him fight again. I mean, he's got every time, and he just doesn't look like he used to, you know, is those
45, like, fuck that. Like, I couldn't even imagine fighting now.
Yeah.
So it's tough. I think he's going to end up probably in Bellator, but you know, they'll probably, well, do you want to put him in Bellator against Chael Sonnen?
I mean, I wouldn't.
It's okay, because
I would be fine with that,
right? You know, put him against people his age, right?
So like, he's old. He's so old, man. Why has he got to be so old?
Yeah, don't try to kill him by putting him against the younger guys. It doesn't make sense. I mean, you could probably squeeze a couple of fights out of the guy, and don't put him in bare knuckle, because you know that's where it seems like a lot of these guys end up. So I don't know. It's tough. You don't want to. I don't know when the end point is for people, but when you're one out of your last nine fights, I feel like you've fought five fights too many.
Yeah. And I was reading the quote just now while you're talking from Dana. And, you know, he said that he's not trying to prevent him from doing anything, but he said he'll never let him fight in the UFC again.
Right. But he wouldn't answer the question when he was specifically asked, are you going to release him from his contract?
I don't see that
because
happening.
You could fucking tie up that guy indefinitely, because I think he still has one fight left, but it's not in the UFC, but they can just tie him up forever. Like they've done to some other fighters.
Randy Couture temporarily, right? Mm. Well,
he was tied up with courts and bullshit, yeah. But if the UFC doesn't want to release you, they don't have to, which is bullshit. They can fire you whenever they want, but they can hold on to your contract for as long as they want to. So
I wouldn't mind seeing him fight Chael Sonnen, but you know, honestly, I would rather see him just not fight anymore, because you're in the like Nogueira era. Mm-hmm. You know, they just keep fighting, and then they don't win, and
they just lose. I just lose.
It's terrible to watch, you know. So I feel like Anderson just stop, and maybe he can find a different way. Maybe he can announce in Brazilian broadcasts or something. I don't know, but he's got that weird high pitched.
You know, the Chael Sonnen, he's very good. I want to be his friend now. Shut the hell up. You're the spider. I just feel bad. We'll see what happens with him. Prediction, Bellator.
Okay.
That's the prediction. And then this weekend, we have Thiago Santos versus Glover Teixeira headlining.
Okay.
And here's Santos, who hasn't fought since July of 2019. And what did he, didn't he blow out like every CL in his knee?
Yes, MCL, ACL, PCL, LCL, QCL, ZCL. Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see, probably multiple surgeries. How is he going to fare? Glover's on like a four or five fight win streak, but
it remains to be seen. That's a tough fight. It depends which Glover shows up, you know? Yeah. So, but there's a guy who's old too. Isn't Glover like 40, 39?
Yeah, he was old getting in because I thought he had visa issues initially. So he couldn't get into the UFC. So
nope, couldn't get over here.
And you know, Santos looked like a killer. So we'll see what happens. Because fucking Israel Adesanya now moving up to light heavyweight to challenge Jan Błachowicz for the light heavyweight title. Mm-hmm. So a little bit of a fuck you to John Jones, it seems like, right?
Yeah. Total fuck you.
And I don't know if he'll be successful in that, but it's just weird timing, right? Did he just wait for John to move up? or is he moving up to try to entice John to come back? I don't know.
I think the first one for sure. That makes more sense. He sees an opportunity and he's trying to capitalize on that shit.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting. I want to see that fight. Yeah. Champion versus champion. I think Adesanya is even talking about going up the heavyweight, which I don't see how. The guy looks really lean at 185. So I don't even know how he's going to look at it at 205. So
maybe he's like Rumble Johnson and he just fills out really well.
Maybe. I mean, it's a lot of weight he's got to put on. I mean, for 205, it's okay. But when you start talking heavyweight, I don't know how it's going to work out. So
it's a tough one. Hey, Dana White says Dustin Poirier versus Conor McGregor is a done deal for January 23rd. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, first off, it's not going to be a title fight because Dana said, you know, Khabib is the 155-pound champion still, even though he retired. He thinks Khabib probably will come back because, you know, 30-0 sounds much better than 29-0. And I don't know. I'm not super excited to see McGregor versus Poirier. It's like I've seen it. I mean, it's interesting to see can Poirier do it differently this time around. I find that hard to believe. I feel Conor gets stronger in the rematch. See Nate Diaz, but and then also the mental side of Poirier already losing to him. You know, I don't see him.
Yeah.
I mean, is he a better fighter? Sure, but I think
he's way better.
His number.
I think he's way better, and I think Conor hasn't really evolved all that much since they met, like, what, 6 years ago, 5 years ago, whenever it was?
He doesn't have to, though. He's got power and timing, right?
And he's the Irish. He's got the whiskey.
He's the Irish hand grenade? Marcus Davis?
Yeah, something like that.
So,
I don't know. I mean, I'm excited to see Conor come back and see what he's looking like, but at the same time, I don't know that it's going to sell that many pay-per-views. So
no, and speaking of which, the UFC 254 pay-per-view allegedly sold 675 worldwide and 500,000 domestic. So I think you were closer on that one. I was like 1.5 million. I think you were under a million, probably. Like
850 or something I said. Yeah. I don't remember.
So at 2 o'clock time looked like a shit time to start because I think a lot of people missed that.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense because if you're wanting to watch that thing even at like 6 o'clock and you already saw that it happened, are you really going to buy it? I think you're probably not going to buy it. You're going to look at the results and you're going to go, I can probably find this somewhere. And you're just going to watch it that way. So, or read the headlines and news articles. So, not surprising. I don't think the UFC is going to have a pay-per-view before the end of the year that's going to eclipse a million. So,
probably not.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to think like what are the big fights, and even when you're doing some of these fights, like if you're gonna do a Conor McGregor fight and it's not in front of fans, it seems like you're wasting him. Like there's certain fighters that you need to have in front of fans, and aren't there states that you can do fights in front of fans? If you can have football in front of fans, there's got to be a fucking stadium. And I think everyone wants to go to the fucking Dallas stadium.
Yeah. Why
couldn't you even do the Las Vegas one? Like, Jesus Christ, like, how big is that place?
Gigantic.
Right. Or the one in Los Angeles. I think
but
that
it's
costs
indoor.
$4 billion. Which one's indoor?
The Vegas one.
It doesn't have a dome that opens? I think most of these newer ones have a dome.
I have domes?
Like, the Los Angeles one I know opens up.
I don't know about the Vegas one having a dome. I think it might have a small opening, but I don't think so. I know it has a retractable field, which is pretty cool.
Huh.
Do you see that shit?
Uh-uh.
You should Google that. That's Arizona is the first team, I think, to ever have that, the Cardinals. So they take – it's real grass, and there's some technology they came up with. They can take the entire field and wheel it out of the stadium underneath, and it sits out in the sun so that the grass doesn't die. And then on game day, they roll it in. So it's real grass.
That's
turf.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I love it. Maybe the Bears could involve some of that technology because it seems like they always have the shittiest field ever. So maybe they need some like weed growing lights and they roll that shit underground because of the fucking cold weather here.
Well, it'd be nice to
have some grow lights.
The Bears can put a dome on this fucker. So when you go to the game, it's not minus 30.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Seriously. But nobody can go right now anyway. It's only could see, I don't know how many tens of thousands of people, but we have a special mayor and special governor in our state. Let's just go backwards anyway, moving right along.
Governor Porkster?
He legalized recreational marijuana, so he still has that edge. Yeah. So here's a good story. Paige Van Zandt, not going to make OnlyFans at this stage in her life. But okay. She is Instagramming it up. She says, it's just not for me at this stage in my life. She did like a Q&A. Says there were 200 questions and 20 of them were, hey, why don't you make an OnlyFans? I don't know. She's posting pictures.
That's nice.
Yeah. I don't know. I think what's the over under? 2 years before an OnlyFans for her comes out?
I think a little longer, maybe 5.
I don't know. I feel the timing is right now, right? Everyone's still online. I thought that one chick made like $1 million in one day. So I don't know. I'm not a rocket scientist.
There's some pervy pervs out there, Matt.
Yeah, I forgot what else was going on. I thought she was doing something along the lines like people started sending her money. She was saying, like, why don't you Venmo me money? And people were thinking they were going to get naked pics of her, and she did not deliver on said naked pics. Kind of like when she said she was going to shave her hair for cancer and then never shaved her head. And then Rose Namajunas ended up shaving her head.
Oh, okay.
Back in the day. Remember when Rose was hot? When she had the long hair, and then she shaved it all off and went all fucking Mad Max on us?
Trying to remember, but no.
I know. It's a long time ago. There was a day when Rose had the long hairs.
There was.
What else is happening?
Let's see. Oh, Tim Means stepping in for Robbie Lawler to fight Mike Perry at UFC 255.
It's like right around the corner.
Lawler had to pull out of that one.
Has he got the HIV?
It's injury, Davis. I don't think it was disclosed. I couldn't find the reason anywhere. Do you know why he?
No, it was one of those secret squirrel ones where a guy just pulls out. Nobody says shit. So I'm assuming he had whatever's going around. The COVID.
Never pull out, man.
Always deliver. Stand and deliver, as they
always
say.
Always pull in, never pull out.
I saw, did you see this hematoma that's been going around?
What?
That's a hot thing right now. Hematoma. Best one in the business. Let's hang on.
I feel like oh, nasty.
Look at that. The guy's got a goddamn, that's a big testicle on his head. Either that or a kidney. I'm not sure.
Damn, dude.
I don't know who that is, but I just saw that.
Some boxer, huh? Some
combat tweeting that fucker out. Yeah. Was like, who is the guy that fought Jose Aldo and got that one? Mark Hominick.
Mark Hominick, yeah.
There we go.
Like, that was a cool shit. UFC in Canada, wasn't it? It was like, I'm coming home. That's that one where he comes out with the crazy.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, there was a lot of people at that one, like 60,000 or something crazy, 50,000.
Yeah, at one of those Canada-type places.
Right.
I don't remember the name of it, but yes. You are correct, sir. Any other canoes?
I got nothing.
Before we do a little tweet of the week. Let's see. Let's start with this one. This is from Old Row Sports. I'll share the screen. Boom. Like the player, small white cocks. You know they do that shit on purpose.
You think so?
I would. And then we'll follow that up by Nick Jev, USC. He says, hey, Bisbing, good to hear your voice again on the commentary table.
Oh, man.
I think Bisbing replied to that one somewhere, too. I don't quite see it, but hey, what are you going to do? Small white cakes. You're taking over the business. You want to see what Gina Carano's up to?
She was in The Mandalorian, no?
Yeah, did you catch season two just started?
No, I haven't finished even season one, but I should probably watch it.
Oh, I got to share this without sound.
I don't have the Disney Plus, so I had to find alternative ways to watch that one.
Gotcha. So apparently, are you hearing volume on that? It's so fucking loud for me.
Nothing so far.
Okay, great. So I'll just play this and enjoy.
Damn. It's a short skirt. Why is she doing that?
So anyway, she's shaking it, shaking her moneymaker.
Shake it off like Taylor Swift.
Something like that. Let's do some Ask the Nuts.
I approve of that message, Matt.
Yeah. I saw that. I was like, hey, I thought she was really thick, but she's just healthy thick.
That is what I call my friend doable.
Yes. So. I will agree with that. Ask the Nuts. Would you rather be locked in a cage for 3 minutes with an angry Francis Ngannou or have a 30-second head start before John Jones chases after you with a shotgun?
I know you're asking this. Do you have the video?
No, it's
very grainy. I can't tell if it's him or not, but
looks like a setup.
I'll take my chances with the shotgun.
Yeah, 30 seconds is a big lead, and I'm not very fast, but I think in 30 seconds I'll be all right. I'm pretty good at hiding. I hide in a garbage can. The police can't find me.
Oh man.
So I get out and cross the street and the cop car is the first car you see. And then you run and then there's like you fall and then you don't get up and then there's like 10 cops on top of you and then you get up and look around and there's like 10 squad cars. I don't know what that's about. I'm just saying. Been right along.
Never happened.
Never happened. Never been arrested. Enrico Machado goes out. It's time. Pound sign. Nuts Rule. Pound sign. Matt Rape Train. Pound sign. Ingo Sugar Daddy. Would you rather be Batman or Superman?
Batman.
Why?
He's rich and he's got cool shit like the Bat car, and Superman dorky. His alter ego is Clark Kent. That's dorky.
Well, you don't have to be the dorky. I would rather be the Superman, and then I'll just get paid for being Superman or something.
Okay.
I have powers. I can fly. I can pull out fires with my breath. I can burn shit down with my eyeballs. I don't think there's kryptonite anywhere to be found, so I could be all right. I'd be paid bank. And then no one ever talks about Superman having sex. Does he break people? Does he have a super load?
I was exactly thinking that, and I was trying to restrain myself.
Does he have to be careful when he's like laying the wood to Lois Lane?
Well, that's a good question you ask, because there's a series on Amazon Prime called The Boys, which was originally a comic, which I've read. A comic series about, it's like superheroes, but they're sex fiends. And it's like,
okay,
you might check that show. I haven't watched that show, but the comic was really good. So maybe the show is good, but I think they explore this exact question in that series, Matt.
See, there you go. Would you rather be stuck on a broken ski lift or in a broken elevator?
I'll take the elevator.
Yeah. Ski lifts would be too fucking scary. Some of those, you're way out, fuck up there.
I already have fear of heights. No thanks.
Yeah, and I forgot how sketchy they were. I forgot when I took my super kids sketchy. Skiing. But I'm like, oh, yeah, there's no seatbelts on this motherfucker. You're just hanging on for dear life. You fall, you fuck up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did that last year when we went skiing and snowboarding. And my 11-year-old son, I'm like, he's like going up there by himself. And I'm going, oh, my God, he's sliding off and he's hanging on going, please don't fall off that thing. And then you realize how rickety it is. It sways back and forth. It's like,
and then you got to try to like adjust your balance. Like if you're heavy on the one side, you're going to have the kid like tilting. And I got to want to hold my arm across. Just like, let's keep everybody all in here. No one needs to be falling. And then get ready to stand up at the end. I know this is your first time on the lift. Well, I'll figure it out.
And everybody dumps it.
Yeah, that's fine. And they shut the lift down. Everyone, oh, boo, you fucking retard. Like, what's wrong with you? Did you know how to get off a goddamn lift? I'm like, God, it's okay. I'll go down the double diamond right now. and fuck up some more and show my prowess on the slopes as I eat shit on like the mogul one. And then people are fucking jumping over me because I'm a fuck. I'm like, can you guys stop jumping over me so I can get up? My fucking, and then you lose your ski or skis. Now, usually you lose one and then you got to ski down on one. It's fucked up. That's what junior high was for. Ski club. For your birthday, would you rather receive cash or gifts?
Probably cash.
Probably. I mean,
gifts are nice, but you know.
That's right. I'm growing mushrooms over here, thanks to Ingo.
Hey. Yeah, I hope they grow. They said on their site because of COVID, it's going to be hit or miss. But if they don't grow, we can email and they will fix it.
Yeah, I forgot what the time frame is. I think I got a 6-month grow period or something, but we'll see what happens.
They're edible. The corner. So I hope you can make some nice meals with them. It's supposed to keep coming back year after year. So I don't know.
That'd be great. I'm down for some shiitake. Would you rather go to a movie or to dinner alone?
Probably dinner. I do both. I don't have I'm okay with either one. So, but dinner's fine too. Yeah. Quiet dinner.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I've done. I've probably done dinner. Have I done? Yeah, I've probably done dinner alone. That's not a big deal. And P.S. I listened to your request. There you go. He's got Fuck, Marry, Kill Celebrity Edition number 113. I got a COVID cough for you. Hang on. I think I'm out of the woods, potentially. We'll see about tomorrow. Celebrity Edition number 113, Girl Next Door types.
Yeah, now we're talking.
On Hollywood number one.
I like it. Thank you, sir.
So it's Emma Stone, Jennifer Lopez, and Jessica Biel.
Oh, my God.
Hang on.
Now we're talking.
Hang on.
Woof. Firepower. Yeah, firepower.
Emma Stone. I don't know what this fanny pack is.
Like, yeah, but she's like sexy in like a weird kind of kinky way.
Dirty.
It's good.
She feels dirty. Mm-hmm. Jennifer Lopez. Like, Jesus Christ.
Good Lord.
That's probably a real time picture at 50 something. And Jessica Biel. Perennial favorite. Oof.
Jeez. This is a tough one. I don't know what to do. I'm going to have to say. Wow. I'm stumped, Matt. I don't know what to say.
All right, I'll go first. Emma Stone is dead as fuck. She's a little too skinny. Marrying Jennifer Lopez because she's feisty. And then I'll fuck Jessica Biel.
All right, I'm going to marry Biel. And God, I have to kill one of the other two? That's tough. I got to see what Emma Stone is like. I'm going to have to kill J-Lo. I hate to say it. I think J-Lo... juice is not worth the squeeze.
It's gonna be a lot. That's when you got to think about maintenance. I'll agree, she's fucking super high maintenance. So from that standpoint, Emma Stone is probably the better choice.
And you know that if you're with that woman, she's running shit. So you're
she thinks
you're pretty much like a prop at that point.
She's bending you over. Yeah. You have no choice in this.
I don't want any part of
this. This is what Jennifer Lopez likes.
Like, right. This is a Jennifer Lopez show.
I just watched South Park where Cartman was like, his little hand was Jennifer Lopez. Really? I'm Jennifer Lopez. And Ben Affleck was in there. And then somehow Ben Affleck is face fucking Cartman's hand because it's Jennifer Lopez. I don't know. It's
they were married, weren't they? So, weren't they married or something?
I believe so, shortly.
Okay.
Nothing lasts forever. Any knowledge for the week?
Yeah, actually, I discovered a cool new series. There is a show called The Undoing on HBO. So if you like psychological thrillers, this is Nicole Kidman, Hugh Grant, and the very old Donald Sutherland, if you know who that is.
I know he's still alive.
He's still alive. He looks the same. Old.
And he's been old in everything, right?
It's like, it's like Nicole Kidman and Hugh Grant are married, and there's like weird, there's murder that happens, and it's all fucked up. There's only been two episodes, But this is where I've noticed I was watching this. I'm like, fuck, I'm spoiled by Netflix. Like, I'm used to going through and just watching a whole season of something. Mm-hmm. And now I have to wait every week for them to release stuff.
It's fucking hard.
It's hard. You know, they filmed all those shows and they're ready to go.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not canceling jack shit. Like, if I wish they would just give you the option, right? Just say, take my money for 4 months, but let me stream the rest of this fucking show all at once. Because it's the same thing with Disney Plus and The Mandalorian, is they're making you wait every week. I want to just consume it when I want it. I want it all right now. I'm like, it's good. An hour or whatever the show is, but just feed it to me a la Netflix, right?
Yep.
Like, they're trying to rewrite the rules and it's just fucked up.
It's good. It's well acted. There's murder, sex, you know, psychological thrillers. If you like, there's actually couple things that happened in the show already, I was like kind of weirded out. Like, not because it's like strange, but it's just to think about putting yourself in those shoes, like, ooh, that's weird. Like, what would you do if you were her, you know? So, but I'm weird.
I'd fisting put a fist somewhere.
Fisting. I never found Nicole Kidman attractive. I don't know what it is about. I mean, I think she's really? And let me rephrase that.
Far and away.
I think she's a beautiful woman, but I'm not attracted to her. Does that make
sense? I get it. What's the other movie? Eyes Wide Shut.
She was all right in that, but she just looks very weird to me. Too elegant for me. I'm not that elegant.
What else was she in? Aquaman.
All kinds of Tom Cruise movies. Days of Thunder.
True.
I don't know. She was married to the Cruise, who's like 5'2".
It's like Joe Rogan height, you know.
Marrying a giant. She's very tall.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any knowledge?
We were briefly talking about it. Shout out to Luke Thomas, who I'm not a fan of, but he was on the Joe Rogan podcast today, and it's actually decent. It was surprisingly 3.5-hour show, and really challenged the UFC and Rogan on the UFC's policies about, like, USADA and fighter pay and a union. So it was interesting to see Joe kind of squirming, like, oh fuck, this guy's going hard in the paint, like, I need to respond, but I don't know how to respond. And felt like Joe was a little beta on the podcast, which was interesting because he doesn't usually go beta.
Okay, maybe just didn't know what he could say and couldn't say, you know. So it was like one of those,
a little challenged, but
it's cool. I'll have to check it out.
Most of his recent shows haven't been great. It seems like the Spotify is having an indirect influence on him, whether he wants to admit it or not, which kind of sucks because it's not like this, like, let's just go crazy and do whatever we want. Let's smoke some weed. And feels like he's a little more reined in, which is unfortunate.
Yeah.
He's got fuck you money. Like, let it fly. Let it fly. Do what you want.
That sounds good.
You know? So
that's what I would do if I was him.
Fuck yeah. Do what you want. Make them cancel your contract and pay you out.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'm uncancelable. You can cancel me, but then you got to pay me all my money.
Yep.
All my money. It's guaranteed. Like some of them.
And you get nothing if you do that, because I will take all my fans.
That's right. Because they'll follow him wherever. Because once he goes 100% to Spotify, that's a tough sell. I'm like, I like just YouTube. It's easy. You can just find shit, you know. When it goes there, I'm going to be going, how do I watch this? What is this about? Is it even video? Is it audio? I need video. I need to see people. So we'll see. We'll see how it works out. That's it. Shut down.
All right. Well, that's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.